The new policy had been in the works for some time. It shifts control of permitting and enforcement aspects under the Federal Clean Water Act to the state starting the 1st of July. The new rules cannot be any less stringent than those authorized previously by EPA, and the federal agency will still retain oversight of the program. The shift in policy is actually getting some respect from some environmental groups. Austin Hopkins is with the Idaho Conservation League.
You know, right now, one of the issues we face in Idaho is a lot of our permits are backlogged. So about 75% of the permits out there right now, they're technically expired and are they're what's known as administratively extended. And so with the state taking over, there's going to be more permit riders dedicated to riding these permits. So we're hoping that one of the benefits of the state taking over is we see less of that backlog and permits being renewed in a timely manner.
At the same time, Hopkins says it's important that there is some distance between the permit riders and applicants.
We just want to make sure that there's not too much pressure applied to the state permit riders or the state program, given the proximity to these permittees. You know, these are likely going to be their neighbors and people in their communities, and we want to make sure that they feel comfortable and confident writing the permits that they need to write that protect the water bodies.
The change gives authority to Idaho to implement its Idaho Pollutant Discharge Elimination System. That was a goal that was originally set in the late 1990s. It will be run by the Department of Environmental Quality. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.